slow down. I don't know what you've been doing or what you feel like you need to do more of, but I would recommend that before you burn out or get to a point where you can't see where you're headed anymore, to just slow down and take a breather, kind of like a checkpoint. Sometimes I wonder for myself, like, I create content, I like to discover more within myself, and I like to, you know, grow in my journey with God, but I find myself truly kind of on a roller coaster, you know? Like, one week I'm really up, like, really up. And then the next week I'm like up, and then I'm down a little bit, but not down in the sense of like, I'm just sad, don't want to do anything, I'm just inconsistent. And I think a lot of us try or have had and experienced a moment like that. And I think it's just interesting because I feel like a lot of us in life go through the same things, but we're just experiencing it with different people and in different environments. And our perspectives are never the same at all. Everyone has a different perspective. If three of us were lined up and we were viewing an experience for the same time, one person would focus on how loud or soft the music was. One person would focus on the amount of people that were there. And one person would focus on how it made them feel. We just have different focal points and different things that matter to us based off of what happened to us or based off of the experiences and the way we grew up and the way that we surround ourselves in life. Slowing down allows you to recognize that the tree has a green leaf when it's a completely orange tree. It helps you see the finer details in life. And I think when you're just on go, you can't really see what you're passing. All you really see is the motion blur of how fast you're going. And while it may feel like you're making a lot of progress, maybe in the mix of it, you don't have time to learn how to deal with certain things. And I know that that's been me lately. I've wanted to have such pivotal moments creating podcast episodes and creating some awesome video content, but honestly, I haven't felt inspired. And I think, I know that that has a lot to do with what I do with my day. I'm not going to feel inspired if all I'm doing is, you know, putting in low level efforts and watching March Madness. Like, that's the honest truth. I have to be disciplined enough to dedicate 30 minutes of my day. 30 minutes of 24 hours is absolutely nothing, but it's also more than enough than the next person that's doing absolutely nothing. And that next person shouldn't actually be someone you're looking at because you're not running the same race as them. That next person was you yesterday. It's always going to be you versus you. Who you were yesterday, how much you put in yesterday, are you matching that? Are you going above that? Those are the only two options. Just never go backwards. When you're in a rut and you feel like, wow, I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm doing, where I'm going, if I'm going in the right direction. You just stop and you sit down for a while. That could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. It's however long you feel like being there so that you have time to figure out, how do I feel? I don't know if any of you guys have experienced this, but I just feel like this year has been such a year of exposure, a year of change and visible change, not where it's like, whoa, I'm very different than I was last year. It's like, no, I'm very different than I was last month. Do you guys feel that way sometimes? I know that this is a podcast, but I really want you guys to ask yourself, like, do I remember kind of how I was operating in February, you know, and it's the end of March heading into April? What's different about me? Because I feel different. And when you feel different, but you don't know in what aspect, that's when you have to really sit down with yourself and ask yourself three questions. One, am I doing something I love. It may not be the top tier thing. You may not even know what it is you want to do that you love for the rest of your life, but are you just doing something that you don't mind doing if you were not getting paid for it? Second question. Who's around me? Do I feel fulfilled? Is my energy being sucked out through the people that are in my life? Not intentionally, but just with the way that they view life, is that tainting my experience of life? Because sometimes your environment, unintentionally, again, can really shape the way that you view your future, how you view your current reality, and essentially just how you view yourself. So it's important to make sure that even if you have people or experiences or environments that are like that, because you can't control everything in the world, you can barely control anything. You can only control how you feel and how you show up in those moments. You limit how much you expose yourself to that. I know several of my friends that have mentioned to me that they have good friends in their corner, but they know that they can't ever really be best friends with them because the way that they view life and the way that they're operating right now in their life isn't somewhere that's going to positively push them forward. So they have limited access to them. And I think that's the healthiest space to be. You don't have to cut someone off unless it's completely detrimental for your health, but you do have to realize, is this kind of energy I'm surrounding myself with, and how much of it you're surrounding yourself with, is it going to hinder me or is it hindering me? And I just haven't realized it till now. Last question you have to ask yourself is, what am I doing to help me understand the complexities of life? I talk often about my foundation being in Christ, and I'll be honest, it has been hard to really see some lights at the end of the tunnel. There have been ways that I've responded that aren't really ways that I've responded before, but they're just ways that I'm responding that I don't like. You know, you can grow and not have had a way that you've acted in the past show up. And it's like, I know I'm better than this. So that's that tricky part of growth where it's like, I know what I'm doing is not who I want to be or how I want to show up as, but I haven't quite mastered how I stop it before it starts. And so that's where slowing down and answering all those questions, however long they may take, but not too long to the point where you're in analysis paralysis, where you just never make a decision or you never choose what to do because you just don't know what to do. The thing about choices is that I don't think you'll ever make the right choice. I think you just make the choice that fits the moment. And when you become okay with that, take away whatever that experience gives you. It could give you the best experience possible where it's like, I'm so happy I said yes and I was unsure. Or it could be an experience that lets you know, I'm so happy this happened at this season in my life so that when I really get where I want to go, I know exactly how to handle this type of person, this type of experience. In the midst of slowing down, invite less being more. I think the grandiose, you know, experiences and the grandiose opportunities is what everyone strives for. And I think you should always think big. Life is, you know, God willing, very long to live a mediocre life. But I think, and just I think, the small wins and the small parts of life help you appreciate it more than any big moment or opportunity could, because sometimes those moments have so much in them that you don't get to appreciate what's happening. And if that's you in your life, where in your friendship, in your friend group, you just feel like the oddball out, think, are the friends I'm with and serving my time with, are they kind of keeping me in stagnation? Are they hindering me or am I growing? If you're thinking about it in a relationship aspect, ask yourself, are me and my partner aligned with where we're trying to go? We may not be going in the same direction, but are we at least on the same path? And I think when that aligns with each other, you'll know in the way that you respond to them and in the way that you respond to yourself in the reflection thereafter. If this is work, your career, I think that's always going to be tricky, because I think if you're not okay with living a mediocre, average life, and some people are, and that is totally fine too, but I know I often hear more that people want to leave a legacy, people want to have something to be remembered by. If you're not in that space in your career, what can you do when you're done with your 9-to-5 or, you know, your 8-to-4 or your part-time job that can put you in that space of getting to where you'd like to be business-wise? Everyone gets the same 24 hours in the day. Everyone gets the same 86,400 seconds. You have to decide how much effort you put into it. It would have been nice to just continue laying in bed and not make this podcast episode because that's what felt good. But I would hope that this podcast episode that I just decided to upload, you know, no edits, just straight out of the mic into the feed, I hope that it touches one person's heart to think, where am I at in life? What am I doing? Am I fulfilled? And how can I change it if I'm not? It's not easy. And I don't want you going out here thinking just because you have a few great days that when you have a couple of challenging ones that you don't have a handle on your life. Life is meant to be a roller coaster. But you have to figure out how in the midst of those ups and downs, you enjoy them. And you're going to come back to having logical thoughts and answers when you're calm and when you can see clearly. But it's in those moments that you can't see the clearest that when you show up the way that you'd like to, that you start realizing that growth is starting to happen. So you have to evaluate or reevaluate your experiences and environments in order to see new for you. Slowing down doesn't always physically mean slowing down. Slowing down could just mean stay where you're at. Look deeper into where you're at. It's not always about the next big thing. Sometimes it's about the moment, because you know you'll never get this moment back. You'll never get March 30th, Saturday, 2024 ever again. This is it. This is the day. And I saw a video earlier that said, procrastination is the arrogance in thinking that God will give you another opportunity tomorrow to do what he gave you today. Think about that. When we go to bed at night, God willing, we wake up tomorrow and continue out a purpose that he has for our life. But in the midst of that, you make sure that you live every day to the fullest that you can, whatever the fullest of that day looks like. It doesn't mean going out and skydiving and bungee jumping, you know, every day of the week. It means if all you did today was go outside and appreciate this beautiful earth, then that's a day well spent, because you appreciated the moment. You appreciated the life around you and the life you're living. If that also looks like jumping on a boat and hanging out with some friends and having the best day of your life, then so be it. But it means to not procrastinate in the life that you are living. It's not the life that you can live, will live. You're living life right now. So slow down long enough to enjoy what's around you, to see what's around you. But don't stay behind too long to where you get stuck in this analysis paralysis of, this feels good, but I don't know what's next. Just choose. There really isn't a right and wrong answer. There's just a choice. And whatever choice you make, it yields the kind of life that you decide to live. So as we head into the next week, think about something that you're really grateful for. Think about the people in your life. Although not perfect, like ourselves aren't perfect, there are many people that don't experience what you have in some way. And to some of y'all, you're saying, well,
thank God they don't, because my situation's not the best. But sometimes really think, even if your situation's not the best, you have knowledge that other people that have other scenarios, other situations, could never fathom how to like think through. If you grew up in a difficult environment, in such a challenging environment, you have a kind of grit, a kind of perseverance in you that's like, I've seen worse. So whatever life tries to throw at me really can't make me fold. It really can't change how I'm going to change my situation, because I know what I'm capable of. And if you're someone that life's been pretty good for you, but you just feel lost, you feel like, yeah, everything has been going well, but why don't I feel fulfilled? Look outside of yourself sometimes. Look outside of yourself. Put yourself into some kind of community. Go volunteer with dogs. Go volunteer at a soup kitchen. Like, go get out and find like-minded individuals that share the same either values, beliefs, you know, just that share similar wants and desires as you. Because you'll find the most fulfillment when other people are involved. That is the truth. When it's just you, it's good. But when it's you plus others, it's great. Don't isolate yourself because society could be better. You make the most out of your life because this is all you get. I know I kind of came in hot on this, but I really want you guys to slow down and look at the trees bloom. Look at the wind rustling through things. Like, it's really just as simple as that. Realize that every day you get, there will never come another one exactly like this. We can't go back in time. So enjoy your moment. Enjoy the moment. Thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Party of One Podcast. As you go into this next week, remember to keep the path as positive as possible. And then just be okay with what happens. How you respond to it is how your life shapes out. And you can shape it however you choose to. I'll see you guys on the next episode of Party of One Podcast. Peace.